هنسمي شين كاسباب let us just see again quickly the lashon of the mechaber from the beginning of Sif Aleph. Also, lases oil b'shabbes v'yontav afilu hu aray. A person is not allowed to make an oil b'shabbes, something that is covering an area, even though this is temporary. V'davke gag. And stavke, if this is a roof. Avol mechitza is muta. But to make a mechitza alai, this is permissible. Ve mechitza surim, elim kein nasis lahater sukim. If the purpose of the mechitza is to be machshir a suke a lahater tiltul, that means without this mechitza I'm unable to carry. So the mechitza is accomplishing a tikkun. I had to tiltul, I had to rachil and sukkis. So that gives it a chshivus of binyan. Hago avo mechitza hanasis litznius ba'almen. But if the mechitza is not creating any heterim, it's only for privacy, sure, then it's permissible. V'lochein, therefore, if mechitzas aroyim is mutam, if it is not creating a heter, it's only for privacy, is muta litlois vilain lifnei ha-pesach. So a person is permitted to hang a curtain in front of an entrance, af al pi shekavua shom, even though this curtain will remain there. So let us see now the Mishnah Berurah. Shekavua shom, zayta leimar she'enei osri lahosir misham. It is not oimed to be taken away. Eletoli shom tomit. He is going to remain there. So we have to understand the flow of the Gemara. We just said that a mechitza aroi is muta. A temporary mechitza is muta. If it's not oimed l'saken, so it's not lahater, it's muta. And therefore, since a mechitza aroi that's only made for privacy, therefore a person is permitted to hang up a curtain in front of an entrance, in front of an opening, even though it's going to remain there. So if it's going to remain there, so then it's not a mechitza aroi, it's a mechitza kabua. So let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. This is problematic. And let us just say, a maimer hamuska, there are poskim that answer this. Because of this, since I'm hanging up a curtain that should remain there, so that's called a mechitza kavua. That is called a mechitza kavua. After lohachi baser emon the Beis Yosef were makel, the lohachi choshev mechitza sarei. Why? Even shunav nod beruach metzuya. So the Shem Arai can get a Shem Arai even though it's going to remain there permanently. But even when it remains there, it is not Kavua. That means it shakes back and forth. Beruach Metzuya, it is not a... It is not something that stands firmly. Number one, the gamenei ma'akev lo ivrim derech sham, and if a person wants to go through, it can go through. So it does not block the hilach adam. So that is the chiddush of the Remor. That even though it will remain there constantly, but since the usage of this mechitza is only an aroi sticker oifen, doesn't prevent people from going back and forth, and it's nov and nod, so that has a din of a mechitza aroi. Avol lechabro lemailo lemato uminat stodim. But let's say there'll be loops, and he'll attach the loops from the side and the bottom. So memela, now it's lost these two milas that it had, so a person can't go through the way it is, and also it's not nova nova. She'ain nizus mimkaimai, also mishum minyan nistimas kivahu. So that means we have these three components. He wants it to remain there forever, number one. And number two, at the present time, it is attached to the sides and to the bottom. Yeah, you could attach it, but al kaponim, at the present time, it is attached. That is a din of a stimus kva, and this will be awesome. That's Siddush number one. Number two, v'chein poroiches lifnei oren hakodesh, to hang up a poroiches of neoren hakodesh. In Toshet, he means that the poroiches will remain there. It's going to remain there. You put up a poroiches, it's going to remain there. So it's also permissible. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, Zeh pshita deshori, the kivin sheyesh belav ochi delas l'arein ha-kodesh, since there are already doors for the arein ha-kodesh. In kein ha-poroiches ein etoli rak l'tznias ba'alme. So then that means that means this is better than before. Before we say alumnus, that alumnus is, since even though it's going to remain there, so it doesn't have a shame mechita because it shakes, it goes back and forth, and people can walk through. So that takes away the shame mechitza, even though it's going to remain there. Here, a poroiches doesn't have a mechitza to begin with. It's not blocking anything. There's no opening. There's a door in front of the Aron Kodesh. So memela, so that what there's a poroiches in front of it. So here, you don't have to say it's a mechitza, but since it doesn't block it, since it doesn't block the hiluch anoshim and the shakes. So therefore, it's called a mechitza. It's not even a mechitza because it doesn't serve as a mechitza.
What?
That's right. It's a tzanoi for the young kodesh. That means that that's a tznius for the young kodesh, and you have a curtain in front of it. So others want to say that the Ramah is being matter a fellow. There's no losses to the Kaddish. So that's why it's permissible. Fine. So then we understand. Then we appreciate the Kaddish of the Ramah. So we are speaking about two cases. He hung up a poroiches, it's going to remain there the whole time. And but since it's novenor, then you could push it away. So memela, that is why doesn't have a shame mechitzas klav. Muta likleis bishabes sadinim amitziyorim ala koisol inay. One is permitted to put tapestry. He has nice sardinim, the decorated sardinim, ala kaisel and night. Pasulu the kovon, even though they won't move, shle in the zayzim in kaimam gamkin shori, kivin she'ena suyim klal a mechitza. This taka is not made for a mechitza. This is only to beautify the wall, but it doesn't have a shivas of a mechitza. So this is a mutav. Agavur, the Mishabur, the Sabogin Avrom, they all make all this. Achazini said is machma. But this, and he holds it's awesome. He holds a V-line that hung up kavua is also awesome. The Chazini is machma, not like the Ramon, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Well, Kaponim, we have the Vayel Aramor and the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogen Avraham, which are Meikol. Now let's go further in the Rambam. That means that when he's hanging up the Pharoiches is only vertical. It is not going horizontally. But if, when he hangs up the Pharoiches, it has to go horizontally a tefach over, but while he's hanging it up, so then let's consider he's making an oil. This already an oil tefach has a shame oil. I am Sifyud Beis, so we'll wait for Sifyud Beis. Now, V'chein muta lasois mechitza. So before we said he's making a mechitza for privacy, a mechitza aloi for privacy is permissible. V'chein muta lasois mechitza lifnei achama oyavtina. He's also permitted to make a mechitza which will hold back the rays of the sun. Oyatina, we have the wind is blowing in, and he's going to hang up a sheet in order to prevent the wind from blowing in. They shouldn't bring cold in here. He's going to insulate the room. Or there are candles which are burning and the wind is blowing in. He has there's a pane missing in the window, so he's hanging up a sheet that the wind shouldn't blow in. So this is all permissible. V'chein muta poshet d'chol zeh b'mechitzas alai. This is muta alts b'mechitzas alai. Avol lasois mechitzas kva sheyiskayim kein osa, but to make a mechitzas kva is osa. Now in Sharetzion he says a moyodike chiddush. He says as follows. Let's see, Sivkod Yudalev. V'likshayr vilain ba'aniva. He has a vilain, a curtain, and he's going to tie it with a bow. Shiloitonit haruach, mashme mimogin avrom d'lechoshim bozeh mechitzas kva. It's not called a mechitzas kva. That means of he has a broken pane and the wind is blowing in, and he goes and hangs up a curtain over there, and the wind is blowing in, but the curtain is flying up. So he goes and he has some loops, or he makes a bow, and he makes a bow and he ties it together, and then now the curtain is holding up. So this is muta. So, Khan Shayil Aben, why is this muta? We learned before that if he had a V-line in front of a Pesach, it's muta because it's going back and forth and you can go through it. He just went and he tied with some bows, he tied up this thrust, the wind isn't blowing in, and it's muta. So the Sharetzion explains the difference between before and this halach is as follows. Before the Ramah said a chiddush afafi shekavua shom, he hung up a curtain by an entrance, by an opening. It's going to remain there for many months, for many years. It's going to remain there. He put it there to remain. So you have a kvius in the manner. It's going to remain there. So there it is only permissible, it goes to remain there, but make sure it's aloistic in the knife and that people can go through, it'll shake. He was thinking about the other way around. That means now the Shabbos, the window pane broke, and it's very cold in the room. So he's hanging up a curtain. Now, after Shabbos, he's going to call a glacier. But in Shabbos, what can he do? So here, even though he has bows and he fastens the bows to the window, wherever it is, that it shouldn't blow in, but it's called a mechitza aroi because he only has an intent, it should be for only temporarily. It's not going to be there, Kiseida. Well, somebody gets a dish, so we have two Hagidores, two guidelines for Aroi. One item from Aroi is if that's a mechitza, is very flimsy, people walk through and it's not. So that's called Aroi. Even there's an intent, it should remain there for a long period of time. A second case of Aroi is that even though it is not flimsy, he secured it with an anivet, but since the intent is only for a short period of time, so that's called Aroi, and this is also Mutter, Amirnike Sharetzim. Now we're going to go further. Avol, also lasois mechitza bifnei oir haner, kidei she yishamesh mitosoi. If there is a nail burning in the room, and he wants to be mishamesh mitosoi, then one is not permitted to do this in front of a nail, he can make a mechitza. Now let us just go a little further. V'chein lifnei sforim. There are sforim in the room. Kidei l'shamish. V'ilasei srochov. V'yes to do srochov. And he can't do this in front of the sforim. Right. Let us just learn this halacha. This is ourself. Avalosa lasei mechitza. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bnei oyin haner, the kivin, the also lishamesh bifnei oyin haner is for. One is not permitted lishamesh mitosai if it is in front of a nair is burning, or is svarim, or in front of svarim. So mikri mechitze hamateres, so the mechitze is matter. So mechitza that's matter is also, that is achshivus of binyan. V'chosav amogin avrom. Now, there's a muridike lomde shemogin avrom that says as follows. Da'ainu davkem im oise mechitza dovoya asoret fochim. He makes a mechitza that has a height of a solid tefachim, 40 inches. V'haner govoya v'niris l'maylo. That means like this, that he's in a room. And in the room, over here, there's a nair. The nair is over here, l'maylo me'asor tefachim. Here, the nair is burning, it's l'maylo me'asor tefachim. So what did he do? He made a mechitza asoret vohen. Now, he made a mechitza asoret vohen, but the nair is still there. The nair is shining from the other side of the room. The nair is shining. So what did he accomplish? The mechitza is over here, and the nair is over here. So what did he accomplish? So in Lombus, he accomplished a mir de gezach. By a mechitza, there's a din of good asik. We say the mechitza goes up. We have a mechitza asoret vohen. So the mechitza goes up. So in Lombus, the nair is in another room. It's not in the same room. The mechitza went up to the ceiling. It's another room. I see the mechitza from another room. No problem. As long as I'm not allowed to be mishamish mitosi if there's a nair in the same room. It's another room. No problem whatsoever. So what made the nair in another room? The mechitza made it. Lomdis, that's called a mechitza materes. So this mechitza is matter. So therefore, now to do it in Shabbos. Now, look to what in my room. Who's the dead? Chitza. So then, look at all the light is after. But he doesn't see it. Then the thing is lined up. If the mechitza is your tvorim, it's good. We'll see. Without your tvorim, there's a big problem. But one second. Veniris lamailo. The mafil mitalisa. Now there's two problems. One problem can be easily solved. One problem cannot be easily solved. There's a isa leshamish mitosa when it is light in the room. And that there's an eter lahafil bimitosai, laf mavil betalis or mishabatalis and mishabas. He covers himself with a blanket, and lamaise, so it is not considered he's mishamish in a light area, because he's under the blanket, and under the blanket it is dark. But there's a different issa. There's an issa. One is not permitted l'shamish mitosa k'neged aneil. That's a different issa. Mavul the talisi will not help. So this is a sakone. This is not poshit. So memele. So that what is somebody's not said, but told the nail is in another room. So that's what we're speaking about over here. There's two problems over here. It's light in this room, and light in this room, he can cover himself with the blanket. So finished. So it's where he is mishamish mitosei, it's not light. But there's another problem. One is not permitted to be mishamish mitosei keneged a nail. So on that we have to. I'm sorry. The nails in another room. It's only if the nails in the same room, then I'm not allowed to be shamish mitos. The cause of a mogin amor, the hainu davkin im oisa mechita gavoya sogatochem. So the whole problem arises only if the mechita is ten tochem, the nail gavoya veniris lemailo, and the nail is over ten tochem. Okay, the kivin, so that's the shloz machma, but let's go a little further. The kivin shahaneir nidis, since the neir is visible, in kain a heter bozehu rak, so what is the heter? Mishum diyesh alzeh shem mechitza shedvoya soho, since this is a mechitza that tends for him, so since you have a mechitza soratvachim, so the ner and lumbus is in a different room. You have to make sure that this mechitza is tight, not with knots, you make it with a nivik. That means the whole heter is only if I have a proper mechitza. And nuchas mechitza, it has to be 10 tefachim high. And nuchas mechitza, it has to be not novenot beruah. The ilavohi ain't shein mechitza lo. So we need these two conditions in order to be matter. Tashmish, the nair is l'mayla miyasod. In order to be mata, I need here a kosher and mechite. Bechosu mechite means two conditions. Number one, it's at least 10 tefachim high. Number two, it is not novenot. V'lohein, therefore, if the whole heter is only because I have a kosher mechitza and we consider that the neir is in another room, or selas ha'isa b'shabbos, you know, to make this in Shabbos, tachshive mechitza ha'mataris. That is what the Rambam is telling us. This mechitza is mata. Avor. But now the Magen Avraham says, Amor b'kechidish. That means I put here a mechitza, and one second, and the ner is over here. It can shine through the mechitza, that's irrelevant. But we're not directly opposite the ner. It's not mishamish mitosi kenegin the ner, because you have a mechitza that's blocking the ner. Yeah, ad shein iris. The ain sorer shiya a mechitza gavoya sorer dafke. So then you don't need a hilchus mechitza. Kiven shan ner mechuser. The ner is mechuser. In kain a heter bozer. So the Magen Avraham says, so then the heter is la mishum mechitze. Then the heter is not because it's in a different room. Elo machmas kisi be'alma. The nail, I'm not mishamish mikosi k'neged ha'nail. There's an issue mishamish k'neged ha'nail. The nail is covered. The nail is covered. There's no issue to be l'chein. Fine. So now, so let's go. So the Magen Avraham goes on two steps. Step number one, that means let us make three steps. Let us say like this, see, here's a nail that's burning, the same room. And somehow we take a big cover to cover the nail, an extinguisher there, whatever it is, you see, it'll cover the nail. And so the same room, it's mutter. This enter because he famishamish can mitosi kinegan on there because the nair is covered. And so I didn't make a machit say this on a machit, but the nair is covered in his mutter. Zuk the Magen Avraham, so forget about the hilchus machit. If I have, let's say, let's step number two, I'll have a machit that's not 10 for him, it's 8 for him. But the nail is 4 tefachim high, so I put up my 8 tefach nike mechitze, which is opposite the nail. I didn't make a mechitze at all, because it's 8 tefachim, a mechitze is 10 tefachim. I put up my 8 tefachim nike mechitze. The nail is 4 tefachim high. It will also be mutter. No shaila. So these two cases, it's mamish no shaila. So now let's talk about case number three. Now I was real from. I made a ten for him dike machitze, and the nearest four for him high. So now you say, oh, you made a machitze. Now it's matter and it's a cheder. And then so the Magen Avraham said, but I don't need it. You say, but I made it.
Yeah,
I don't need it, but I made it. That's it. To say it's not a matter is not so bullshit. Because to my say it is a matter. But I don't need the heter. I don't need the heter. Now we're talking already. Go look from this. What's the case over here? So now. So the Magen Avraham said, V'dilochein, Av shahoysa mechitza agavoya asore, Nami Mutalasoisi, even though the Mechita is 10 for him, the Lechashiva Mechita Materis, it's not considered a Mechita Materis, because I don't need the heter of the Mechita. That means it's Mutal without the Hilchis Mechita Sheboy, I just covered in there. The rain, that's by a nail. Now let's talk about Svorim. There's Svorim in the room. The rain, Yinin, Lishameish, Velase, Srocho, Bigneya, Svorim. Ima, Mechitze, Gavoya, Acha, Ein, Asvorim, Nirim. You don't see the Svorim. Mutala, Soisa, Lachashvin, and Law, Kemechitza, Materis. Again, if I don't need the Hilchis Mechitze to be Mater, so then, if I don't need Hilchus Mechitza, the Magen Avraham just said that if you want to be Mechitza Matelz, it's a Hilchus Mechitza, it's a Mitai, it's in order to be a Mechitza that's not Novinot. So that was only, and then it's also because of the Mechitza Matelz. But the Magen Avraham says, but if the Mechitze is accomplishing that the Svorim are not needed over here, the Svorim are not needed, so then you don't need Hilchus Mechitze. It's equivalent to a Kisui. And if it's a Kisui, so it's Mutter. But by Machinim Shabirshu Dvorim, the Mikol Mokim, meaning Shoisa Isa Bishabis, Shiel Svorim Oit Kisui. But now, if we're speaking about Svorim, by Svorim there's another condition. By Svorim, if you make it, it's not permitted. Lishamish mitosoi kineged Svorim, unless there are kli Kaich Kli. That means there's a double cover. There's a double cover. So Memele, so the Mechita that he made over here is one cover. So now we'll take a blanket and cover the sun. So Memele, yes, two covers. Still you need two covers because you need two Kalim. Agav Uche, we're speaking about this Alochim in the bedroom. Is the Shaila, when the door closes, where the mezuzah is. If the mezuzah is on the outside of the door or the inside of the door. The mezuzah is on the outside of the door when you close the door, no problem whatsoever. So you have a door, you have a machitza, the mezuzah is on the outside. If the mezuzah is in the inside, then there's a problem. Then there's a problem, so one needs a kisui, you need a double kisui. So normally every mezuzah has one kisui. We have a mezuzah case, that's one kisui. But here we need two kisuyim. So there's a machlokes apoiskim how this should be done. So others, the Mishabur brings down from the Chayodom. So when you're putting in this mezuzah in the bedroom, you should cover it with wax paper, saran wrap, and then another. Then you have a mezuzah case, so you have two kisuyim, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Chazenish was machmer. Chazenish held that since these two kisuyim are rogel to cover the mezuzah, so he has a din of one kisui. So therefore, you have to always put on a new kisui before one wants to be mishamish mitosi. Now this done, you take aluminum foil and you cut aluminum foil and you put it over the mezuzah. So this is to kisui, and that's only if the mezuzah is inside.
Could be see through, not a problem.
One kisui could be see through, but both kisuyim to be seen wouldn't help, I don't think. You need one kisuy. One kisuy can be but the other kisuy has to be, you shouldn't be able to see through. Fine. Vehine. So the Magen Avraham said all of a sudden, Amir de Kikule, that even though you're making a mechitza, this is not considered a mechitza hamateres, since it's like mechitza hamateres, since I don't need the lumdus of the mechitza, it can serve as a kisui, semeile, semuta. Vehine, av sheyesh achoinim, shemefak bekin al chilukai. They wish to disagree with the lumdus of the Magen Avraham. Why? The Saivai de Mechite Utarato Lishamish Las Israq. I mean, I don't need the longness of the Mechite. But Lamaisa, I made a Mechite, and the Mechite is matter. So since this is called a Mechite Amateres. I don't need the heter of the Mechite. But Lamaisa, the Mechite is matter. It can also be used as a kisui. Yeah, fine. We've got the Mirdike Chazenish. The Chazenish wants to, he agrees with the Magen Avraham. And he says, a Mirdike Lomdus. He says, what will be if a, he says, a he says like this. He says, what happens if a person makes a mechitza and there's a ner, when he has a problem, he's a ner, but he's making the mechitza, he'll only be mishamish, he's not going to be mishamish mitosei now. He's going to be mishamish mitosei after the ner burns out. But he's mishamish mitosei. That means now he has no intent to be mishamish mitosei. So Mamela, so he's cleaning up a mechitza now, But I'm not going to use it later. So the Chazanish said, that's not called a mechita matanis because I don't want that. I'm not interested in that now. But later, when the nail will burn out, I'll use it. So the Chazan said, then I don't need the mechita. So that's not called, even though I'm making the mechita now, but if I'm old, I only have an intent to be mishamish mitosi after the nair burns out, somehow that's not called a mechitza meteres. So a mailer, so the Chazanish says, somehow that's the lomdus of the Magen Avraham. He says, the minute he puts up the mechitza, he's covering the nair already. So I don't need a mechitza anymore, just like if you have an intent to put up this mechitza to use it later when the nair will be extinguished, which he holds as no shaiwa. So the minute I put up the mechitza, the nair becomes covered already because of the mele. It's not called a mechitza materis, which is there are the fact became their mekila. Mikol makim nida. Hi. So what does one do? The Mishah Sadchak Yesh Lismach Al Dvorov. Listen, Mishah Sadchak, one is permitted to rely on the Magen Avraham. Bal Koponim. So Kulal Memutal Lachasis Asol Bekisi Baalme. But some say to cover the Svam Yizich allowed to forget about the Magen Avraham. If you want to cover the Svam, that is Yizich Mutam. I declare this, I flew out to Tashu, they'll have a Mechitza Klal. So that means, Lemaisa Zazai, the Mishnah Brura has broad shoulders, and he says that, listen, there's a Magen Avraham that's Meko, and, there's always a Ramachma, so he says, Mishah Sadchak, one can be Meiko and be Seimech on the Magen Avraham. If that's if the Nair or the Sorem are underneath the level of the Mechitza, so Mamela, so Mishah Sadchak, one can be Seimech. Then he says, well, if you cover the Sorem or Tuk Yisuyim, that's Ichano Shaila, then that's Mutta Lechatchila.
Even if Ramchik? Even if there's a storm shank, they cover it to
Well, and you only cover it from the nose, from in front of it. So you put two covers, I think, only that sort of stains in you. The matter if you have a door, say you have a door, so it's an Ashaila. And if you don't have a door, you can take a towel or something else, and two covers, I think, is good. You know, by the side, I don't think you need a cover.
But the door is not covered.
A door is mistama here, and there is mechitza mistama. This is, and it swings together. This lachesh and zichem yamuta. Well, it could be it has a teres mechitza, but it's muta. It's I'm not making it. It's attached. A door is. If you put a blanket over the smalim shav, need two blankets. No. I'm making mechitza.
The door
does not work also kisi. The door works also mechitza in the summer. I think so. Unless it does not tend for him high, then you're right. If it's not tend for him high, so then it's a kisi. Then you would need another kisi. But if it's tend for him high and four for him wide, so then it is a teres mechitza. In Loi, so the Gemara says as follows. That, so he said, a mechitza materis is also. In Loi, shahoya mi ba'oya in tefach, shahoz muta lahisev olov bishabes. That means as follows. We are going to learn that there's a din, the next halacha, one is permitted, we learned as follows. A person is allowed to make a mechitza aloi, but he's not allowed to make an oyel aloi. That's what we learned in Sif Aleph. An oyel aloi is also, a mechitza aloi is mutter. But there's aloha, and this we'll see in Sif Beis, if the oyel aloi that he is making is a hoisafe, is adding on, is extending a previous hoyo. That means as follows. I have over here, this area is covered by a mail. This hoyo is here from before. Now I want to extend this hoyo. I'll take a mat and put it over here or next to the hoyo. So I'm extending the hoyo in Shabbos. This is an hoyo aroy. So if there would not be a previous hoyo here from before, and I'm putting this down temporarily, it's also an hoyo aroy. It's also. But if I have already an hoyo aroy covering a chelik of the area, and I'm just extending this hoyo aroy with another mat or with something else, so then this is permissible. And we'll see clearly in Sif Beis this halacha. So now that's the din by an oil. So what?
More than six of a clock.
You don't know the first oil. We'll see. A person can be a tefach. It's also enough. It can extend it. Now we'll see soon, see base. But the Zemol was Mechadish, another etap. We know these two halachas, Ayo Aloy is also, Mechita Aloy is Mutta. Now the Zemol said, but a Mechita Materis is also. But if you have a Mechita Hamateris, that we had before, we had a partial Mechita here. In the room, we had a partial mechitza. And now, I need a mechitza materis. And I'm going to extend this mechitza by adding on a mechitza aroi. So the Gemara says, so even though this is a mechitza materis, this is permissible because this is a isofe on the oil that is here already. This is a isofe on a mechitza's extension on a previous mechitza, and therefore this is mutter. This is what the Gemara says. Imloi, we just said before, mechitza materis is also. Imloi shahoya mibo'oyim tefach. If there was a mechitza previously in this room at Tefach, Shazmutalois and all of Bishabis, then you're allowed to make a mechitza hamateres in Shabbos because this is considered a hoisofen on the previous mechitza which was here already. Shahoya mibo'oyim tefach. Vilachain. Paravan. A paravan is a folding wall. Sha'imid mufshit tefach me'erev Shabbos. So it means he had this folding wall in the room that was sticking out in the room at Tefach. Mutter lepashtoi kuloi. So he's allowed to open up this folding wall. And even though this is a mechitza materis, this is mutter. Avo, imhoya mikubu, but if this folding wall was not opened up at all, that means it was all folded up. So I have over here a wall, which is a tefach, no problem. It's entrochem, it's irrelevant. But it was folded up. The mechitza was not made yet. The wall is over here. And then in Shabbos, I want to add on in Shabbos. So then this is also. That means this whole heta of extending it is if there was already previously made a mechitza. I mean, I pulled out a mechitza, so then I can extend it. But if a mechitza was not made, we just had this folded wall. So memele. So then, Avon, when the couple of Hobisha Kulai, Harbe Yosemitafach Lemani, so the Nasa Bishvil Mechitze. Now, this is a Mirnike Chidish, but we'll first see Siv Beis. Now, Siv Beis, we once had a picture, so we'll just, when they speak about a shirk, we're speaking about a ship. Here's the ship. And by the ship over here, we see there are circular, boards or whatever it is that cover the ship, And now he wants, and part of the ship was previously covered before Shabbos. Now he wants to take mat, and he wants to, in Shabbos, he wants to add on to the circular, to cover over the circular boards which are covering the ship. That's this case of the ship, and this case we have over here, Glon Evelis and Shulchan Aruch, this is a Gemara. Someone, let us just explain the problem. Someone had the sheep, and he had a problem. The problem was, by day the sun used to shine on them, and they were very uncomfortable. So the whole Eitzah was, he had like a covering over the whole area where the sheep are. Cover them, very comfortable. At night, he left the cover on at night, it was too stuffy. So at night, he had to take off the cover. So every day, till Shabbos, there was no problem. So by day, he put on the cover, by night, he took off the cover, Shalom Yisrael. But when they came Shabbos, so he had a problem. Shabbos, he can't put on the cover. So he was told the nation that Erev Shabbos, you're discovering, you leave over a tefach. That means you have a covering that's wound up together. Open it up a tefach. So you have a tefach already. Then by extending this covering, this is a sofo on the Noel Aroi, which is permissible. Now we're going to say the Mechaba. Eitan, shetoygim roishon ha'echon b'doitan. We have wood that we stick one side on one side of, we have bent wood, one side on one side of the wall of the ship. You bend over the second, the rosh of these eitzim. Shall asvine, who plays in machshavos aleihem, and after we have these eitzim which are supporting mats, so now I have something to support the mat. So, person Marcel Salem would fail. Kim Yesh Beroch Bon Tefa. So two cases of Mutav. If these Eitan have a Rechiv Tefa, so that means the Eitan which are covering the ship, so each one has a Tefa. So I have on this ship an oil Tefa already. Each eight is a tefach, so I can go, no problem. So I can go and take now a marcellus, a mat, and fill up all the empty spaces, because it's considered I'm just adding on to an oil which is here already. Shivit oil, your oil fulu ain't baroch bon tefach. Case number two, that these eight do not have a reichiv tefach. In ein bein zelo ze shloishet vachim, but if between the two boards there's less than three tvachim, so I say lovut. Two, three tvachim, I say lovut. So now I have two boards, and there's less than three tvachim, so I say lovut. So now I have four tvachim of an oil already. I have a big oil over here of four tvachim. Now I can eat on already, because I have an oil of four tvachim. Shivi ka'oil amuta lifrais aleihem b'shabes machzelos. Davalei toisves oil aroi v'shori. Umitam ze, machzelos beruso kidei tefach. Now this is our case over here. If you have a machzelos, a mat that was spread out a tefach, you're allowed to spread out the rest of the mat in Shabbos because I'm extending the previous oil. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, these were round boards, so it means that the diameter not the circumference, the diameter has to be a tefach. Even one board that is a tefach, the main main in one place, so it's like three tefachim in one place, and then I'm allowed to extend it. To make an oil aroi, one is not permitted. That's the second case. If one makes an oil to protect, so then, even though there's no mechitzas, it's also a sachmeshe kesavti lekamon besif gimel.